AI could be a creative partner or a crutch when it comes to learning new skills in the workplace. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino. All this week, we're exploring how generative artificial intelligence is already transforming work in our series, AI on the Job. In today's episode, how it could influence what skills we do or don't learn on the job. This tech is still relatively new, but we're already seeing evidence of its effect in certain sectors. A working paper from Stanford and MIT earlier this year looked at how thousands of customer support agents used a generative AI chatbot to help them with responses to tech support questions. And the researchers found that, on average, it improved productivity. But the effects weren't equally distributed, says Lindsay Raymond, an MIT researcher and co-author of the study.
The most experienced workers see no to even small negative effects of the AI being turned on for them, while the less experienced and least productive workers see on average 30 to 35% improvements in productivity.
Which, according to Raymond, isn't how things usually go.
Historically, there has been a pattern of skill-biased technological change where more skilled / more educated workers have benefited more from technology.
She says AI might help the inexperienced workers learn how to do their jobs faster, but also
it's possible that they're actually not building skills they would usually learn in this job.
Of course, these tools have their problems, hallucinations, potential for biased or just generic outputs. So knowing the right thing to say to an angry customer, or how to write an original creative story, or design striking visuals without AI, those are still likely to be valuable skills. But knowing how to use these tools to maximum effect could also become important as this tech begins to permeate every corner of the economy. Nitin Rakesh is CEO of Emphasis, a technology consulting firm.
Almost every industry, every client community we talk to is at this point in time in the discovery phase of how Gen AI can impact their business.
Rakesh says those clients range from banking to even investment management. They may not want to be left behind in a potential AI-powered productivity race. But the same could be said for the workers, especially those in knowledge economy jobs vulnerable to generative AI's disruptive effects. That's partly why Carrie Harrison, a UK-based copywriter of nearly 20 years, recently added ChatGPT to her own workflow. Harrison says the experience has improved her creative writing.
Because I just don't think there's any room now for mediocre, lazy copywriting. We have to be able to distinguish ourselves from ChatGPT.
But does generative AI have the potential to completely automate and replace experienced workers like Harrison in the near future? We'll hear more from her in tomorrow's episode as part of our week-long series, AI on the Job. Daniel Shin reported and produced this episode. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.